This week's federal budget took a tough stance on drug use, proposing random drug testing of 5,000 recipients of JobSeeker allowance and cutting drug addicts off from disability support. But drug use is a complex issue, and many serious substance abusers have more going on than just the drugs. Catherine Daly, RMIT lecturer and author of Youth and Substance Abuse on Young People's Pathways into and Out of Substance Abuse, I asked her if the measures announced in the budget are fair to people who have those kind of addictions.
It's a very small group of people that this policy is likely to affect. But the dilemma is that group of people tend to have a whole bunch of other things going on. You know, so if you're testing positive regularly, it means that you've probably got a daily habit. I mean, we've all seen it. Like, you don't need to be an expert. We've been on public transport where we've seen people who are quite clearly substance affected and probably mentally unwell as well, and they don't look well. You know, we all know that sort of caricature, and they're, I suspect, the people who this policy will target the most. And those people often do have substance abuse issues, but, you know, you or I could just take one look at them and see that there's a whole bunch of other issues going on as well.
Now, from your research and understanding the other myriad of issues that sit alongside continued abuse of any substance, of drug or alcohols, what are other regular factors that come into play?
In the group of young people I worked with for my book, 90% of them had experienced homelessness, and they were people who were under 21, you know. Usually the lack of housing has come from some significant trauma. So it can be that there's a family breakdown or abuse or neglect so severe that the young person was raised in state care and they were moved sort of in and out of the care system throughout their childhood and adolescence. Sometimes they've fled family violence. Often there's been, you know, family violence. And it's not just the victims of family violence, but sometimes we're meeting men who were raised in homes where they were a child witness to family violence and as a consequence have been in and out of homelessness ever since. And then, you know, the longer people are sort of homeless, they tend to have quite significant physical health issues accumulate along the way. So by the time we see them on the train, you know, talking to themselves or to other people, and they may or may not be substance affected, they've got a whole gamut of issues that need quite serious intervention.
The other aspect is to take people who are drug users off of disability support pensions. Given that scenario that you've just talked to me about where people are struggling and often have mental health challenges, wouldn't that fit underneath a disability support, at least a health support analysis, rather than just penalised and you're not doing the right thing by society?
One of the big dilemmas with the disability one is because it seems to come across that if you are on a disability support pension for anything related to substance abuse, you know, perhaps an acquired brain injury through substance abuse, you know, so you may not even still be using substances, then you may be up for exclusion. The other dilemma is it's really hard to distinguish what came first in most of these people's lives. Because often by the point of diagnosis, you know, the brain injury has been there for a long time and so has the substance abuse. And it's a bit of a guess as to what preceded what.
Can you give me examples of what is helpful policy in this field?
If we're looking at this group we've been talking about thus far, and they're quite chronic, usually they've had issues for many, many years and there's a lot of things going on. It should essentially be seen as an intensive kind of health and welfare policy. But there's also a lot that we can do to prevent people becoming that group. Early intervention is always key. If we trace these people's life stories back, it's never this random bad luck. We could prevent all of this by getting involved with, you know, families. Primary school teachers know the families in their classrooms where there's things going on. And when you get a kid that turns up to a school and you're their fourth school this year, these families can be the group that receive intensive family supports before the family breaks down and things go awry. Because a lot of these things start as poverty issues. And if we can keep a family together and help build that family, you're much better placed to be preventing people ending up in, you know, the criminal justice system or in rehabs later on.
Catherine Daly, lecturer in School of Global, Urban and Social Studies at RMIT, author of Youth and Substance Abuse.